What time is it?
It's 8:33 p.m.
Jeez, I don't think that's right. Because as I look at my clock here, it says 19:30. 19:30 UTC. Why does that time seem so familiar? Oh yeah, that's right. 19:30 UTC is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Never miss a day. Oh yeah. Anyway, 19:30 UTC is also the time that I drink tea. Oh yeah. It's so good. Oh, I can't get enough. More tea, more tea. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh yeah. I do love tea. And I know what you're asking. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, but who are you? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm also the guy that brings you the numbers. What are the numbers today?
The numbers are 257, number 407, number 466, number 539, number 546, number 571, number 752, number 896. Thank you.
Oh, you are so very welcome, numbers lady. All right, so what's the next thing on the agenda here? Well, I think the next thing that we should mention. Did you notice the numbers today? Did you notice what number was not called? Yes, that's right. 90120 was not called. So, let's see what's up.
It doesn't taste good, but it's gonna make you all well.
Oh, it's doggy medicine time.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna give that dog some four.
Maybe if we put a blanket over him to keep him warm.
I'll get it.
Listen, Donna, I don't think you should expect too much.
What do you mean? You said he was getting better.
Well, yeah, but we just gave him four.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to hurt you, but, the fact is he's pretty sick.
Because of all the four.
Well, that's why he has to take his medicine so he can get well, right?
Yeah, I need to take more four.
You've got to tell her, David. Tell me what?
The dog overdosed on four.
Donna. Rocky has cancer.
I'm sorry. Cancer is never funny, especially when it's in animals. Oh my God. A 9-0-2-1 drama. All right, so what's going on? I don't know. I'm sitting here. It's cold today. I looked at the Weather Channel, and I couldn't get any legitimate information because too many women were trying to confuse me with their camouflage dresses. Oh, my God, we've changed scenes here. Is that Dina Meyer? So Dylan and Brandon and Kelly are sitting at a table with another chick, and it's Dina Meyer, I swear to God.
Well, I'm no Roger Ebert, but looked okay to me.
Ooh, Roger Ebert reference.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dina.
Listen, and maybe you could go over your marketing ideas for us one more time.
We've already done that.
Like, there is money to be made when it's sold to television. I mean, it has a built-in audience. Every woman in America's going to want to see it.
That's what they
all
think.
Sounds like what you guys need is a woman producer. A woman distributor.
Who also sells four. Oh, yeah, look at this. It's so much drama. See, they could have avoided all of this with a few simple steps. One, don't take so much four. Okay, euphoria as an imaginary drug probably shouldn't be taken more than 14 times a day. And that's the whole problem. And look at this fake-ass Wedgwood china on the table. Oh my God, I thought they lived in Beverly Hills. They can't afford decent china? What a bunch of clowns. Wait a minute, did Dylan find out about Kelly and Brandon's little affair?
No, any other way to handle it.
You know, I don't care so much that you don't want to help her out. But I don't understand why you have to be so rude. She's somebody who means a lot to me.
Why, when you grow up, you want to be just like her?
Yeah, maybe I do.
And I want to sell four.
You know what? The only person that you hurt here tonight was yourself.
Because you
took four. Because this is going to be a great film, and you're not going to be a part of it.
Don't worry about me, Cal. Worry about Brandon.
Why?
Yeah, here we go.
Because he's got an incredible woman.
And he sells
what?
Four.
Are you jealous?
Yeah. Yeah, your role model. She is so incredible.
Tobe drinks
tea.
Well,
you and Brandon were off having your little square dance last weekend. She tried to use some of that Guatemalan mumbo jumbo to get me into bed.
Square dance?
What are you talking about?
Mumbo jumbo?
Why would she do something like that? You think she wants your money so bad?
You mean four?
Well, I thought so at first, but actually I think it's a little more basic than that, Cal.
Square dance?
I just happen to be the closest available warm body.
To square dance with?
You have lost it.
Okay, so the kids are calling it square dancing these days? Oh, wait. This isn't these days. This was the 90s. Was I in the 90s? Yeah, I was in the 90s. I don't remember anybody calling it square dancing. Bow to your partner. Now bow to your corner. Now, Allemande left and do-si-do. Yeah, you thought I was going to go into some square dancing calling there, didn't you? Well, I'm not. And now I'm seeing a commercial where a guy's building a mandolin. Why am I... Okay, guy's on the phone. He's talking to... He's got mandolins on his... What? LegalZoom. Okay, I thought this was a commercial for mandolins, which would have surprised me because I would have thought, oh, wow, they're finally putting on ads targeting me. Somebody has finally decided to advertise to my key demographic. But no, this is turns out to be some kind of lawyer commercial. Which is weird, because lawyers don't play mandolins. I know a lot of lawyers. And I also know a lot of mandolin players. And that Venn diagram does not intersect. Kids, take my word for it. Right, so I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, shouldn't you be watching football? Shouldn't be you watching football or at least news about football? Well, yeah, I should be, but the news about football ended about half an hour ago. And my game, well, we better double check here. I don't think my game comes on until right after Dubious Goals Committee ends. Is that true? Is that false? Got that car auction. Yeah, here we go. Sweet. So right at 20 UTC, I will watch my game. It's Sheffield United. Woo. Getting pretty excited about that. But what I'm more excited about is this tea. Pretty good. It's so delicious. And they did say it was going to snow. All those camouflaged ships on the Weather Channel were telling me it was going to snow today. So should I run out and get food for the big snow? Or is everybody else going to be doing that too? And then I'll walk into a grocery store full of people and that won't be fun. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. So, maybe I'm not doing anything today. Yeah, do I have food? Yeah, I probably have enough food. I know I got rice. I got lots of rice. Because I always have lots of rice. Yeah, so anyway, I think it's time to go to a musical interlude. And, we're going to have a little bit of something interesting that we haven't heard for a while. Let's listen to some Bombay Dub Orchestra. What have these boys got for me today?
Ah. Very cool. Have not heard this in a long time. As it goes to super slow, super long fade out for the ending. That was the song Feel by Bombay Dub Orchestra. We haven't listened to Bombay Dub Orchestra on Dubious Goals Committee for a long time. And so I was very happy to hear this. Especially this version of the song, because this is the full, regular, full-on sort of version. When you buy this album, not that people buy albums anymore, but when you buy this CD, not that people buy CDs anymore, you actually get two. You get the album, and then you get the dub version of the album. And so the whole album has really cool dub versions of their songs, as you would sort of expect from somebody called Bombay Dub Orchestra. And I forget their names, but this is basically two guys from England. And they get a whole bunch of cool, they do all their cool synthesizer stuff, and they get cool ethnic musicians to come in with their real instruments and, you know, lay a few tracks down, and they end up making some pretty decent product. I like that album. It's so good. But now I'm feeling very mellow. What do I want to do? I don't know. I'm having kind of a weird day. It's cold. I sort of feel all right. But I'm just not mentally all here today. I don't know what it is. I honestly don't. What do I feel like doing? I don't know. I'm unmotivated. I don't know what I want to do. Do I want to read a book? Do I want to sit in the bathtub and just read all day? Kind of. I don't know. I don't know. So, what does that mean? That means we're going to have to listen to more music, obviously. Yeah, so what now? Oh, well, when in doubt, I guess it never hurts to go with Luna Lee. Everybody loves Luna Lee. I love Luna Lee. I wish she was my girlfriend. What's she gonna play for us today? Pipeline. Thank you. That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, when your musical instrument is essentially a surfboard with a bunch of strings on it, it only makes sense to play surf music. But, you know, if you were to tell me that she surfed, I would not have any difficulty believing that. I don't know why. She kind of looks like she might be a surfer. Why do I think that? I don't know. Is it just because she's so cool? Is it just because she's so awesome? I just automatically assume that anybody that awesome does other awesome stuff like surf. That might be. I really need to find out where she lives. Why do I get the feeling that she lives in California? You know, that would, you know, lend more evidence toward the surf theory, but yeah. Don't know what to tell you. Yeah. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, how can you be listening to Luna Lee when you should be listening to Benny Benichon and Wagaki Bando? It's like, yeah, I know. Wagaki Bando coming up. Give me some Benny Benichon.
Shura kuno namonai osai. love Wagaki Bando. I love you, Benny, Benny John. Daisuke days, Benny John. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, how can you love Luna Lee and Benny John at the same time? That's just wrong. You're an evil, horrible person. Well, I've never denied that one to begin with. And if I had to choose, whom would it be? But look at Benny, Benny Chan here, jumping around, playing her shamisen. If you want to see my wife in action, just pull up any Wagaki Bando video. And she's the one playing the shamisen like some kind of possessed Sengoku period beast. Wow, look at her go. See, that's the problem. I don't know enough girls who play shamisen. If this was a more common thing in my life, you know, maybe I wouldn't be so fascinated. Maybe I wouldn't be obsessed. Man, and look, I just love these guys. Why can't I be in this band? Oh, that's right, I'm not Japanese. Why can't I write music for this band? I could do so. Maybe I need to move to Japan. Would that be a fun thing to do? Yeah, that seems like that would be a real fun thing to do. I could finally get some decent food and some decent tea. And who knows what else? All the other fun stuff they have there. Like, tanuki? I love tanukis. Yay! And I want to go to that big shrine in Nara where all the deer just, you know, stop by so you can feed them because they have learned, why should we graze up in the forest and in the mountains when we could just walk down here and all these people will feed us these delicious, yummy deer crackers that they can buy. Yeah. Maybe I'll just go for the tanuki. You know, if you're in Japan, you know, you got other stuff to be looking for other than marmots. I know that sounds crazy, but if I'm in Japan, I'm probably going to be looking for tanuki more than marmots. But that's just me. Who am I? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, whether I like it or not, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm out.